You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So pragmatism or principle, it is a tension that is at the heart of the U.S. approach to the changes now taking place in the Middle East. As the Obama administration embraced principles of human rights consistently in dealing with Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, Bahrain, and Syria, or has it instead been selective about human rights and principles of democracy, depending on what strategic or regional alliance is involved? And is there any way for a world leader as powerful as Barack Obama not to be selective in this kind of a situation? Anne-Marie Slaughter joins us now, professor of politics and international affairs at Princeton University. She was in the Obama administration until this February as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's Director of Policy Planning, the first woman to hold that position. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to just begin with the headline out of Syria this morning that's really disturbing us here in the newsroom, this idea that Amnesty International is saying that hospitals are being used as torture centers in Syria. Listen to this Amnesty International researcher who spoke to our partner, the BBC.
As a wounded patient is being unloaded from the ambulance, hospital staff, including nurses, sometimes doctors, would beat the wounded persons.
So, Anne-Marie Slaughter, punting on the question of corroboration here just for a moment, if this, in fact, was going on, what kind of a trigger would that be for U.S. policy, if at all? How do you deal with something like that inside the administration? I know you don't speak for them now.
I don't, but you know, the United States has been steadily ratcheting up the pressure on the Syrian regime, first to change its behavior and negotiate with the opposition, and then to step down. And indeed, only 10 days ago, we pushed very hard for a UN Security Council condemnation, only to have it blocked by China and Russia. So what's going on in Syria is a matter of very serious concern to us, and it can't really continue this way.
So, Anne-Marie Slaughter, let's talk about your departure from the administration at a time when the Libyan operation was just getting going, the NATO operation there. It seemed to me that you were arguing strongly for a more aggressive intervention into Libya. Thinking about Syria now, if you were very aggressive about Libya, shouldn't the U.S. intervene in Syria?
Well, the U.S. Is taking the same overall position with respect to Syria as it did with respect to Libya, but the difference in terms of whether we can intervene militarily is partly up to us, but it's really also up to the other countries in the region and globally. So the biggest difference with Libya is that you had the entire Arab League, all the countries in the Middle East, asking for a no-fly zone in Syria and in Libya, and asking for the international community to create and enforce that no-fly zone. Here, you have nothing like that on the ground in the region, although the Saudi government has denounced very strongly what's happening in Syria. And indeed, at the UN level, you have two countries, China and Russia, who are actively opposing even tougher sanctions against Syria.
We're speaking with Anne-Marie Slaughter, who was the Director of Policy Planning for the U.S. State Department. She's now Professor of Politics and International Affairs at Princeton University. Is Syria sort of an example of the United States' waning influence in this region, or did we never have it? I'm thinking specifically of the fact that they had to pull Ambassador Robert Ford out of Syria, and the U.S. government says that the President Bashar al-Assad's regime may be behind threats to his safety.
Well, I don't think this is about waning U.S. influence. Indeed, I would suggest that the very fact that the Assad government has been so upset about Ambassador Ford and his trips to cities where the Syrian government has been cracking down very brutally on the opposition suggests that they really see our position as still very important and want to block that kind of movement. You know, the issue, though, again, is what could we do beyond sanctions, beyond condemnation? And the issue of military force in a place like Syria without the approval of other countries in the region, we risk looking again like we were in Iraq, where we look like we're invading, and the Syrian government is able then to say to the significant number of Syrians that still support that government, look, this is, you know, a foreign power invading us, and you have to stand up for the government.
Well, let's talk about this idea of pragmatism or principle. If you look in the Gulf region, Bahrain and Yemen, it seems as though the U.S. is collaborating on a certain level with the Saudis in an alliance in dealing with the regime in Bahrain and, in a sense, maintaining a level of cooperation with what remains of the Yemeni government in the pursuit of terrorists on the Arabian Peninsula. But yet, if you get over into North Africa, it's a completely different story. Is that just the nature of diplomacy or an unprincipled, purely pragmatic approach?
It's in part the nature of diplomacy that you do have to look at every country in context. Now, in Yemen, we have actually been very strong. We have pushed for months now for Saleh to step down. And he keeps saying that he will step down. He's the president of Yemen. He keeps saying, I'm going to step down, and then he doesn't. We have backed Saudi Arabia and the other countries in the Gulf Cooperation Council in a plan to get him to step down. We've been really very consistent there in trying to broker a settlement that will get him out of office. The fact that we're still cooperating with him, I can't imagine that any American would want otherwise when it comes to information on terrorists. But a purely pragmatic position might say, look, he's been good for us in terms of cooperating with terrorism. We're just going to allow him to stay in office. Instead, we may be cooperating on the one hand, but we're pushing very hard to get him out of office on the other.
But where's the principle of democracy in that discussion? Because then it begins to look like when Saleh goes, the U.S. has just handpicked his successor along with the Saudis.
I don't think we can say that until we see what actually happens. Again, we've been very supportive of the opposition, but it is certainly true that where we are engaging with Saudi Arabia, it is a much more complicated situation. And in Bahrain, what you've seen is staunch Saudi opposition to any kind of support of the opposition, and that is constraining what we're able to do.
Professor, who gives you tougher questions, Hillary Clinton or your students at Princeton now?
My students are definitely giving me a run for my money, but the secretary was a real honor to work for.
Anne-Marie Slaughter, former director of policy planning for the U.S. State Department, currently professor of politics and international affairs at Princeton University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.